fighting for America.
They want total unlimited power over the people of the United States.
Get back now!
I challenge their authority.
No fear!
Fighting for Idaho.
We've won.
It's not over.
We're here to make a statement. It's a free country. Remember that, government.
And we can't have an American people that violate the law and just walk away from it. So it's not over.
Fighting for you.
I think it'd be good to go down there.
We need the real story. We need it from a person that we trust and who will speak out the truth.
You know, you can't get anything from the press that's worthwhile anyway. I'd rather listen to you.
Idaho needs to hear from the Kevin Miller perspective.
Now from Southern Nevada, Boise's Mr. Right. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Coming up next, part two of our interview, if you missed it in the 6 o'clock hour, with Cliven Bundy, then your thoughts. Before that, though, here is a congressman that has reignited this issue by saying it's time for the militia folks to leave. Let's take a listen with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO, brought to you by our friends at MinutemanRx.com.
Has been given a microphone. His comments were hateful, and his comments belong in the dustbin of history. His comments paint the black experience in America in a hateful way.
The congressman went on to say that breaking the law and denouncing the government does not make you a hero.
There you have it. Your thoughts, 580-5436. We'll get to those. But let's hear what Mr. Bundy says about his critics, about being called a domestic terrorist, and how he believes this situation should end, and how the BLM should behave properly. Let's take a listen to it now. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
What's the solution? What's the way out?
Well, the way out is to pay attention to our Constitution and pay attention especially to state sovereignty and who actually owns the land and who has jurisdiction and authority over it. And then let's take away those guns from them bureaucrats. They don't need those guns. They should be acting like Boy Scouts, not like policemen. If those people would act like Boy Scouts, they would be helping and doing a good deed daily and helping us educate us and serving us. That's what we pay them to do. And we don't pay them to, they should be helping the little old lady across the street, not throwing her down in the rocks and gravel.
All right. 580 KIDO, as we continue on, Mr. Bundy. I look at the West. 62% of the land in Idaho is owned by the feds. You've got more here in Nevada. What's the message? We had a recent meeting in Salt Lake City, 50 state reps from 9 states meeting to try and get the lands back. Can that happen?
Well, the first thing I think you're mistaken is saying that these are federal lands. How could they be federal lands? Our Constitution only allowed the government very limited power and only 10 square miles. And they had to get that 10 square miles by the state approval of state legislatures and approval of the United States Congress, and then they still had to buy the 10 square miles, and then they from the states, and then they had restriction. It was only very limited power for mainly military use, and any other land that's within the state has to go same process. So how in the heck can you call this a federal land, BLM-owned land? That is totally wrong according to our Constitution. It's not that way. It has to be state sovereign land, or it has to be a territory.
Now, based on your experience with the media, you're coming up with a set of videos that you're going to be shooting, and you're shooting all day today, and we wormed our way in here, so people should look out for those. What will those videos contain?
Well, they're going to be just principles that, Cliven Bundy's learned over the years and how government should operate and about the Constitution, about questions like who owns the land, about jurisdiction, about sheriff power. And we're going to talk some things about the endangered species and the environment, maybe how things like how does livestock benefit the land? And how does that interact with other wildlife? Fire, what part does wildlife and cattle industry have to do with wildfires. So those are the type of things you should be able to start picking up on the Internet.
So you're getting your own show.
Well, I don't know about that. I've just definitely had the chance to, I guess, entertain or educate or at least visit with the world in the last couple of weeks, and I appreciate that opportunity.
Now, which is tougher, doing these interviews or ranching?
Well, you know, I never get horse hollered at a cow or a dog or a horse, but I sure have got a horse hollered at the United States government lately.
And they need people to yell at them at 580KIDO. Mr. Bunny, just a few more questions here. We appreciate your time. What would you like to say to people that are frustrated right now, driving into work in Idaho? You know, maybe they have relatives that are ranchers, that are farmers. Maybe they're on the ranch and farm right now, and they feel like they've lost their country.
Well, you know, we've talked about slavery a little bit. You know, we're all a slave to the United States government, and no matter whether we're in ranching business or some business in town, we seem to be becoming more of a slave. And we're serving a central government with unlimited power, and we're all tired of that. And I think that's what this movement's all about. We're all tired of big government, and we're tired of paying the bills, and we're tired of working about a third of our year just to pay the taxes. So we're all tired. So that's, you know, let's start paying attention to our Constitution, our state sovereignty, and let's start acting like we're citizens of the United States with a good, supreme law of the land is a United States Constitution, and I really believe that it was inspired by our Heavenly Father, and that's the best we can get. So why should we want any more?
Is it inspiring to you that you see the donations coming in from all over the country? You see these guys from New Hampshire that have come here, Jerry and the crew. You've got people from all over coming here, spending their own money away from their families and their friends. You think about it. When's the last time we ever had a movement like this where people are sacrificing their own individual pluses and minuses for the common good?
Well, you know, yesterday morning I woke up at 1:30 in the morning, and I thought I'd get up and read a little bit, but then I woke up, and there was a militia guard outside my on my walkway. So I went out, and it was a beautiful night, and I got the hose and washed the walk off and sprayed down the dust. And, you know, I couldn't help but think, there were people that were staying up all night watching my home and my family, and there was several stations of guard. Those people have come thousands of miles, and now they're staying up all night to protect me and my family and my ranch. There's no way. The only thing I can say is that's humbling to realize that we, the people, would do something for their neighbor.
Now, again, a lot of folks are saying, they said to me, why are you coming down here? The story's over at 580KIDO. I said, oh, it's just begun. What's the next chapter here? You've stood off with the BLM. They're not around. You've got your folks here. What do you think they're thinking on how to combat you?
Well, I'm sure they're going to probably try to go back through the courts and this type of thing. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, there's a lot of people need to be made accountable. Main people that need to be made accountable is like our Nevada State Governor and our county sheriff. They were the ones supposed to be constitutionally protecting my life, liberty, and property, and they have definitely failed. What's going to happen forward? I think, like I said, I think we the people are not ever going to allow them to point guns at us like they did before. And so what I'm thinking should happen, and our county sheriff should take those guns away from those bureaucrats. That's sort of the... And then the other thing is what I talked to you about, the flagpole. We got to start remembering who's on top of the pole. and remember the proper form of government and start acting like we own the land and we have these rights. We, the people, are sovereign. We are the we are the law, and we are the ones that make the law. We, our county commissioners are the closest government to us, and we need to take care of these problems at home instead of looking at the federal government to take care of them. So let's start taking our responsibility. The federal government won't really have a place in our communities if we do it right.
Well, I think one thing you're hoping to accomplish with these videos is to get the word out, because in the old days, sir, when you were growing up, there were critical thinking skills. Didn't matter where you were in school, people, teachers, parents, Bible leaders would teach you critical thinking skills. Today, the press labels things, and people believe them without having critical thought. So to have these critical thinking skills, to reinforce this with these videos, I would believe that's one of the reasons why you're doing it, to get your side out of the story. You look at, well, I won't say your senator, but you have Harry Reid calling people here domestic terrorists. I mean, are you a domestic terrorist?
Well, I sort of agreed with him, I guess. If, you know, we the people are definitely mad. And we're definitely disappointed in our government, and we're definitely not going to put up with it anymore. So I guess we could be called domestic terrorists. We're terrified with the kind of government we have.
Now let's just remember that's in jest. We don't want that to be misconstrued. But anyway, just an example of how people have falsely labeled what's going on here, and your videos will help dispel those myths.
Well, I hope so. Yes. What we're doing is we're telling the truth, and we're telling the facts the best that we understand and know them. And I think maybe, you know, America has been dumbed down. For example, we don't pay much attention to our Constitution. We don't even know who owns the land within a sovereign state. I mean, there's some basic things that we need to start thinking about, and hope maybe these videos will bring that to our conscience.
Okay, final thought, the importance of God in your life and the importance of God in the life of every American.
Well, the importance of God, especially in this time, you know, I feel like he's been moving this movement forward. Definitely he's been with me every day, and I don't know what's going to be tomorrow, but in the morning I'll have something. For example, yesterday I was thinking a lot about our county government. And I got to thinking, you know, this is what I need to understand, how our county government is supposed to function. We, the people, you know, are elect our county commissioners, and we elect our sheriff. But it didn't start at that. We also have our courts, and we're also the jurors. We, the people, really have a lot of control at the county level. The federal level, we don't have hardly any control. Then this morning, I got to thinking about the flagpole being turned upside down, you know, where we the people are on the top, not on the bottom. And then, you know, the county government is our closest government to we the people. And our state government has a function, and our federal government has a function. But the understanding of that, that's what's happened to me just today and yesterday, for example. Now, I sort of feel like them are inspirations from our Heavenly Father. And I hope that I can continue to learn and continue to teach.
Thank you, Mr. Bundy.
Goodbye, America. Goodbye, Idaho. Get some more spuds in the ground.
Thank you, Mr. Bundy. Now we've heard from Clive and Bundy in his own words. Let's hear from you and your thoughts on the congressman giving the other side of the story, vilifying Mr. Bundy for his comments. 580-5436. We go to Patriot Ray, who's been very patient. Good morning. You're on 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Patriot Ray.
Good morning, Kevin. Good to hear you out there. You're doing an awesome job. We're finally getting some of the truth. I'm sorry. This congressman needs to read and understand his Constitution and the Bill of Rights. He needs to understand that government is not supposed to own land, except for a very limited amount, like Mr. Bundy said. And this confiscation of our properties, the EPA is at it again. They're declaring waterways, any runoff from a property that may run into a river or a stream, and they're wanting to confiscate more. There's finally some congressmen in our federal government who are trying to stand up against that. Don't know where it's going to end up, but we keep having these battles where we've got people who are supposed to be supporting the people who are just doing what's good for the government and not looking at the people. So we need to keep standing up. God bless Mr. Bundy. God bless those who stand up for right. And for those who are destroying the idea of a free republic and constantly call our government a democracy are wrong, and they need to understand and read what it's all about. We have to go forward, Kevin. It's time that the people decided to make a choice. Are they going to be slaves to a government? Are they going to be the free people that we're intended to be? And that's all people. And this whole deal about separating people, our wonderful president decides to jump in every time it's going to divide. That's what it seems like to me anyway. So you have a great day. We'll welcome you back when you get back here, but have a safe trip.
Well, we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you, my friends.
All right, our great friend Patriot Ray. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
I challenge their authority and their policing power and their arresting power. I say that power belongs within the state and within the county.
Well, I won't back down.
We won, and we're you know what? The United States of America is...
580-KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get to Walt in Nampa. Good morning, Walt.
We're outside of Mesquite. Is that right?
I'm in Las Vegas right now, but I've been in Bunkerville for the past few days.
So are you going to load up on Papa John's before you go back out?
You know, I couldn't really find any.
Anyway, well, that's a pretty good pizza in Las Vegas if you know where to go. Hey, or there was. You know, this business about taking you off the air because you're down there, who's trying to get you off the air?
We have individuals. We have organizations. We have people that have contacted upper management, our corporate offices, and local management, calling me every name in the book for doing this.
Well, I personally like your program. I don't know you personally other than talking to you over the telephone. I like the idea of your program that the average person can call in and say what's on their mind. Because otherwise, I'm reaching a lot of people that, or they would reach a lot of people that they normally wouldn't talk to or would know anything about them. So if they take you off the air, I won't even bother turning my Roku off anymore. It'll just stay on permanently. So you're the only, to be honest with you, you're the only talk show that I really listen to. And I won't say religiously, but I do. And I think you're doing a good service. And I think it, when they take you off the air, they may be a little surprised at how they're, their client list goes down, I hope. And this guy Bundy down there, him and that basketball owner, whatever the hell his name is, I don't even know, it doesn't matter. We're all having this group speak. You got to talk right or you can't talk at all. And it seems like nobody is allowed to have their own personal opinions and voice them without being called a racist. I was reading some comments on the internet today that were truly astounding as to the number of people calling different people racist when they're making racist remarks. So I think Bundy is pulling together something that should have happened years ago before the other ranchers got ran out. And BLM, you were talking about them having a SWAT unit. They're not the only ones, and there's no reason for the Department of Education to have a SWAT unit. There's, I think, 13 or 18 different governmental SWAT units in existence now. And I think that basically fulfills Obama's desire to have his own personal army when he, if you heard that speech he wanted when he was president. So anyway, hang in there, and I'm sure you'll find a pretty good pizza before you head back out to Mesquite. So anyway.
Well, thank you for the nice comments and for listening. I appreciate it.
Well, I hope this continues on, because like I say, you serve an important function. Whether you know it or not, you probably do realize you do. And keep at it. Sherry, have a good day.
Thank you, Walt. We appreciate it. 580-KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. We go to Liberty Linda at 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Liberty Linda.
Yes, good morning. Kevin, I just wanted to call and thank you for going to Nevada and getting the truth to us. It's so good to hear from Mr. Bundy out of his own lips of what's going on down there. And I just wanted to say that liberty and freedom and our Constitution is born in our hearts. The people of the United States, we the people, love our Constitution. And that's basically what I wanted to say. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Liberty Linda. We go to Catherine in Boise at 580 KIDO. Hello, Catherine.
Good morning, Kevin. Great job down there. I'm calling in about one special point, and I probably could talk about a dozen, but one special point is the Constitution. They keep referring to it as the highest law of the land, which is marvelous and rightly said. But I wonder how many people know that for several years there's been an effort to have what's called a Constitution Convention. And some of us who talk about it a lot just say con-con. Well, the idea is to have a convention that changes, maybe just a few amendments. Have you heard about this?
I have, yeah. Although I'm a little scared about that because we have so many politically correct movements these days. We open Pandora's box. Uh-oh.
Well, can I just point out what the danger really is? I'm afraid we're fools if we think that that convention will be led by people like us. And we're fools if we think the convention will turn out a sound constitution such as we have. The whole point is to destroy it and to put us on the ground level of all the crazy nations in the world. We are unique, and it's our constitution that makes us this way. So people need to know that if anybody talks about a con-con, a constitutional convention, raise your eyebrows and say, oh, no, we could never do that. We would lose it.
Fair enough. Thank you very much. We appreciate that, Catherine.
Well, keep it serious. I mean, we've got to guard the Constitution because it is our lifeline.
And that's why we're here, Catherine. Thank you for the call. Quickly to Harold in Boise at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Harold.
Good morning, Kevin. I'm calling in support of everything you're doing to educate people about the Constitution and our freedoms, and to have you help get the word out that Hillsdale College actually offers a free online course, a series of courses on the Constitution. And they have put together a paperback book that has original source material, including quotes from the different founders and the Federalist Papers, as well as some quotes from people who have done harm to the Constitution. And so people need to understand the Constitution, like Mr. Bundy says, but how many of us take the time to learn it and understand it ourselves.
Well, Harold, I'm going to just sign up just based on your recommendation. Thank you. All right, Harold, thanks for the call. It is 8:33. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO.
Battle for the West.
The feds kicked Cliven Bundy off public land.
One of the agents came up behind my Aunt Margaret. She's 57 years old, and he comes literally behind her and hip checked her and just body slams her on the ground.
Get back now!
And they tase me again.
The BLM agents knew who the Bundys were, and they pointed us out and directed their guns.
We knew that we were under observation the whole time, and their snipers were under observation from our snipers. So it would have went bad for them if they would have tried to provoke us any further.
Now from Southern Nevada, it's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, everybody. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Coming up, one congressman says it's time for Mr. Bundy's militia to go. We'll talk a little bit about that, but getting your thoughts on the Cliven Bundy interview, our trip here, and, of course, the future of the Republic. We go to Tea Party Bob from the Gem State Patriot at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. How is it down there? A little bit of sunny still?
Yes, highs in the 90s today.
Oh, boy. Well, you're coming home to the 80s very shortly here. You know, we've been watching the overreach of government grow for some time now. We see it with the IRS targeting the Tea Party and the conservative groups. We've seen it with the EPA restricting the use of coal-fired plants and putting ethanol in our gasoline. And now we see it with the BLM and the land grab telling us where we can go and what we can do on our own land. You know, government regulations cost this country $1.8 trillion last year. They are killing our economy. You know, look what has happening to the small businesses as they fight to stay alive and feed their families. Look at how many companies have moved their manufacturing operations out of the U.S. You know, we are just beginning to see the effects of Obamacare's implementation causing employers to cut hours in employment. We've had 7 years of the slowest recovery from a recession in our history. Runaway regulations are killing the country. They're destroying our economy, and it's time to roll them back and start defunding some of these egregious agencies and the regulations they're imposing on the American people. The Bundys are only a small part of this overreach. Look at what the BLM did to the logging industry in Idaho in the 90s. They totally destroyed it. Now we have more forest fires and bigger ones every year. States need to control their own destiny, and that means having control of their own land. Who would be a better steward of the land, the people who live on it or the people in Washington? The answer to the problem is less regulation and less government intervention and overreach.
Tea Party Bob, thank you for the call.
Take care.
All right, we appreciate it. Phone number is 580-5436. We go to Terry in State College, Pennsylvania. You're on with Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin. I've got to say, go, Bob, go. He has it figured out. Why can't other people get it? Kevin, I want to say, you know, you're down there because of your passion for your love of people and your love of the truth. And I so admire that. And I just wish that more of Idaho would get a grip on that and would understand, you know, what the intent and purpose of Kevin Miller is. Your phone should constantly be ringing off the hook. I don't know what's happening. You know, why are people not engaged? Why are they not involved? And then to have enemies standing behind you, the cowards that go behind your back and say, we're an enemy of liberty. Get Kevin off the radio. Close down KIDO. This country's falling to crap. I'm sorry. You are doing great. And I just wanted to call and encourage you. Keep it up. You know, we just need a whole lot more of Kevin on the front line. But if we could bottle you and sell you, actually we could bottle up what you've got and give it away. Man, we could have this country changed over overnight. How good would that be?
I think there'd be a lot more cholesterol.
No, there's no pizza joints down there, right?
Not many.
Well, Kevin, we look for your safe return. You have a good day.
Thank you, Terry. God bless. 580-KIDO, we go to our great friend Tony Sinesco, who joins us now at 580-KIDO from the campaign trail. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning to Boise's constitutional patriot, Mr. Kevin Miller. Thank you so very much for doing what you're doing. You know, there's no way that the people's favorite radio host is going to lose his job. You are our hero, and you're staying here. And, you know, the founding of this country wasn't easy, and keeping it and our freedoms isn't going to be easy. And, you know, there are some things we just have to put on the line and be willing to sacrifice for this country, and that's what you're doing. That's what we're all doing. And we're proud of you, and we want to thank you for lining up and making a stand for the Constitution. And that was given to us by our founding fathers. We appreciate you, Kevin. You have a blessed, wonderful day. Look forward to seeing you back up here.
God bless, Tony. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I could see a lot of people that we hang out with each and every day down here in Nevada, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. Quickly to Aaron and Marsing at 580-KIDO. Hello, Aaron.
Yes. I've been hearing Constitution this, Constitution that, but the federal government is not acting under the direction of the U.S. Constitution.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, I'd like to hand you a paper to prove my points or send it in the mail so you can discuss this.
Sure.
Okay. Would you like to set something up? Or?
You could just send it in the mail if you'd like, or just drop me an email.
Okay. Can you give me back to the person who would give me the address?
Sure. He'll do that right now. Thank you, Aaron. See, we're pretty informal here at 580 KIDO. Before we get to traffic, Let's give you the other side of the argument here.
Representative Horsford says Cliven Bundy's words were filled with bigotry and racism, and that he clearly doesn't understand the struggle of the African American.
But it is beyond unfortunate that from this diverse community, a loud voice of intolerance has been given a microphone. His comments were hateful, and his comments belong in the dustbin of history. His comments paint the black experience in America in a hateful way.
The congressman went on to say that breaking the law and denouncing the government does not make you a hero.
There we have it, the other side of the argument. Let's hear from you, 580-5436. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
The Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans. Now from Southern Nevada, it's Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Wouldn't it be nice if the situation were to close, but it's just beginning. Based on the controversial comments of the local congressman demanding that the militia leave Nevada, which is where we are covering the story, let's go to the phones. And we go to Pat in Boise at 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Pat.
Hi. I just want to enlarge on what Catherine had said about the CONCON, Constitutional Convention. It will, in the past, several of us went down to the chairman of the Senate State Affairs Committee. That was 2 years ago, or a year ago, not this one. But
Pat, that sounds
ago.
Great. Pat, that sounds great. Pat, that sounds great. We'll get to that when I'm back in Boise. Let's go to Gordon in Homedale at 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Gordon.
Kevin, I'm glad you was able to go down there.
So am I.
I think you're doing a great job, and I'm in favor of the Bundys, everything they've been able to accomplish down there, and especially with the help that you're doing. You're down there in my old neck of the woods. I graduated from high school in Overton in 1959. And I'm a 30-year disabled veteran, proudly. And I'm real happy to listen to you every chance I get about what you're doing, especially down there, helping the Bundys out. Go for it, big guy.
Gordon, thank you, and thank you for your service, sir. God bless. Gordon in Homedale, we go to Franco in Boise at 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Franco.
Hi, Kevin. Hey, I just wanted to sound off on what the senator said about the Bundys. You know, I think he has totally made inflammatory remarks about Mr. Bundy. I think they take out of context what he said and what his intention was, and I'm so sick and tired of the left side or the media dissimulating and discrediting people and discrediting movements by utilizing the types of propaganda techniques that they do in the general media. And, you know, I pray to God that our young people wake up, that they start to look at these types of things that are happening in our country regarding media, regarding propaganda, regarding a government that runs the media, and just start waking up and studying themselves. You know, I'm of Latin descent. I believe in what the Bundys are doing. I'm a patriot. I'm an American first before I'm anything. And I greatly appreciate that you're down there, number one. That speaks volumes. And God forbid that KIDO does anything with your job, because you know I support this. I support the people that advertise here. I support you. And if anything happened because of people trying to make waves, I would boycott the station. I don't want to. I think it's a great station, but I'm telling you, that's what Americans have to start doing. We got to take our dollars and start boycotting these people that support you know, socialist type programs and anti patriot-type organizations. That's what I have to say. Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you, Franco. Appreciate your thoughts. Let's go to John in Boise at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, John.
Hey, Kevin. How are you? I just want to make a quick comment. I appreciate all that you do and the fact that bringing everything to the head, but my thought on this whole Bundy thing and everything else that's going on in the company, in the country, rather, is that we need to first hold the our leaders accountable for Benghazi. When the people stand up and demand that there's accountability and whoever knew whatever they knew and it all comes out clear, I think there will be change. But the people get so easily distracted with everything else. If they just do that one thing, that's years ago that, you know, fellow servicemen died in defense of our people, and there's been no accountability, and it just gets pushed off and off and off and off. There needs to be accountability there, and when there is, other things will change.
Thank you for the call. Very good point there. Very good point as we move along. Let's get you to traffic now at 5. And do appreciate your support. Friends, we'll be at Boise High tomorrow, courtesy of CAPED. Thank you. Thank you, MinutemanRx.com. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. Drive on, America. Drive on, Idaho. Serving Meridian.